In this lesson, we consider the role of the Christian wedding officiant. The modern wedding industry can quietly pressure the officiant to become a performer. The ceremony becomes a show, the officiant becomes the personality, the words become entertainment, the couple's story becomes a romantic script, the guests become an audience. The photographer, planner, venue, music, clothing, and visual moments can begin to define what matters most. A Christian officiant must resist that pressure. The officiant is not the star of the ceremony. The officiant is not the entertainer. The officiant is not the author of a private love myth. The officiant is a spiritual guide, a covenant witness, and a public servant of the word. That role requires humility and clarity. A Christian officiant stands with the bride and groom at one of the most sacred thresholds of their lives. The officiant helps them move from preparation to public covenant, from engagement to marriage, from romantic promise to vowed faithfulness. That movement matters. The ceremony is not merely a celebration of what the couple already feels. It is a public entrance into what God calls marriage to be. This is why the officiant must be present, prepared, prayerful, and clear. Present means you are not distracted, rushed, sloppy, or self-focused. You are attentive to God, the couple, the witnesses, the setting, and the sacredness of the moment. Prepared means you have listened to the couple, written carefully, practiced the ceremony, checked the order, understood the license responsibilities, and communicated with the wedding team. Prayerful means you know this is ministry, not merely public speaking. You depend on God for wisdom, tone, steadiness, and love. Clear means you do not hide Christian marriage behind vague spiritual language. You speak of love, but also covenant. You speak of story, but also scripture. You speak of beauty, but also faithfulness. You speak of the couple, but you do not make the couple ultimate. The officiant also needs Christian philosophy wisdom. Marriage is many-sided. It is not reducible to romance, law, biology, family tradition, emotion, aesthetics, money, sexuality, or personal preference. It includes all of these areas, but it is ordered under God. The ceremony should reflect this many-sided reality without becoming abstract. For example, a good ceremony recognizes the emotional joy of the day, the public legal seriousness of the vows, the embodied reality of one man and one woman, the family and social witness, the beauty of the setting, the moral weight of promises, and the faith dimension of standing before God. This is not postmodern, create your own meaning. This is Christian discernment. For the one wedding officiant, spiritual guidance means you do not need to be flashy. You need to be faithful. For the ordained wedding officiant, it means your ceremony craft should mature over time so couples experience both warmth and theological depth. For the church staff minister, it means you represent more than yourself. You represent the pastoral care and witness of the church. For the chaplain, it means you may serve in tender or unusual settings, but your role remains reverent, policy aware, and spiritually grounded. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, it means your preparation conversations should help the couple grow in clarity, not avoid covenant seriousness. A performer asks, "How can I make the ceremony impressive?" A spiritual guide asks, "How can I help this bride and groom enter Christian marriage before God with truth, beauty, dignity, and grace?" That is the better question. The Christian officiant does not draw attention away from the covenant. The Christian officiant serves the covenant. And when the officiant serves well, the ceremony becomes personal, biblical, beautiful, human, historically grounded, and centered on Christ.